men and women who stand on the walls and pray and watch out for what's coming, what's going, what's getting up, what's going down. We just thank the Lord this morning. Amen. One day after we had a solar eclipse, and it was amazing how everybody was just drone and freaking out. They had to just get out there buying glasses and everything, man. You know, saying, my God, it's been 25 years since we've had one of these, and be another 20 years before we see another one. But it was just amazing how quickly people dropped everything they were doing. They got quiet. They got silent. They went places. They sat on beaches. They went in mountains. They did everything they needed to do. Some traveled to different locations where they said that the van for the eclipse was going through all of these different 46 states, and people packed up and coolers and chairs, and they did everything, periscopes and cameras, man. I mean, you thought Jesus was coming. And some people thought they was mentioning about this might be the end of the world and all kinds of things.
Come on.
It was a phenomenon. It just swept people like, you know, and they ran here. They ran there. You know, they did made sacrifice. They did took off from work, shut down businesses, be out on the road. They did everything. And all of a sudden, everything stopped and they got quiet. And the people, the media people got out. They started interviewing the children. They started interviewing everybody. They want to know what you think about this. And I mean, I was like, oh, my God, you think Jesus was getting ready to ride in on the clouds, man. You know, it was such an undertaking and such a phenomenon. And I said, I wish for, you know, for a minute that people would just get this excited about Jesus Christ and him coming and get themselves put this much effort or energy into getting themselves ready for his return, because he could come suddenly, just like that eclipse show. He could come suddenly like a thief in the night, you know, and then, you know, we're going to see him either way. We got to see him. Either we're going to see him because we're being judged, or we're going to see him because we're being rewarded.
Come on.
But that ought to be the overwhelming phenomena right there, just like they've been preparing him. They interviewed this man from Germany, and he said he'd been preparing for this eclipse for 20 years.
Oh,
I said, oh my God, you know. And there was others, man. And so looking for a day of darkness when we need to be looking for a day of light.
Right.
You know, and so I was just overwhelmed, not so much at the eclipse, but at the people's reaction to it, you know. And I said, I wish they'd get half excited about Jesus. Amen. And start lifting up his name like they lifted up all this about this eclipse, man, this solar eclipse. Amen. But that's what we do. You know, we have our energy and, you know, and focus on, I won't say the wrong thing, because that's a natural thing that happened. But there are other things that should take higher precedent than natural things. You got to get prepare for spiritual things too, because the Bible says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, every eye is going to see him riding in on the cloud. Right. Amen.
Yes.
Just like they saw him leaving, we would see him coming back.
Damn.
You know, and they were told that as they stood out there and the angel came to him and said, why are you standing out here the same way you see him ascending? You're going to see him descending when he come back. So we need it. We don't need glasses for that. We don't need to spend money for that.
Come on.
We don't need to pack up coolers and go to different locations. Wherever we are, that's where he's going to appear. Amen. He said, every eye will see him, every knee going to bow before him and admit and confess, you know, that he is, you know, he's God. You know, he's doing what he said he was going to do. So we want to get in this morning, and we've been talking about different types of rest. We've been talking about the best life we can live and build while we're here, you know, better life for a better future. Amen. Because his second return is a future event that's going to take place. But the thing that catch our attention and captivate us is it happens suddenly. Now is the shot we take to prepare ourselves. We cannot put it off for tomorrow. You know, rest is great. He wants us to rest. He wants to give us rest. But before he give us the kind of rest that he have promised, he said, I want you to come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, there are some other rests under the sun that we should be taking, and we've been talking about them. You know, we've been talking about all those different levels of rest, spiritual rest, physical rest, emotional rest, you know, all that stuff. We're talking about, you know, social rest. We've been talking about creative rest, sensory rest. And all of us have really been experiencing this since we've been talking about it. Some of it we found out we were kind of doing it partially all along anyway. You know, you go to work, you come home, you know, you relax, and then next thing you know, you try to get your 8 hours of sleep. It's not as easy as it sounds, but it's important. It's more important than it sounds.
That's right.
And we've been embarking on it. Amen. And so this morning, kind of picking up on that theme, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, comfort. You know, rest is kind of like comfort. I was sitting yesterday with my daughter and her husband and Pastor Sharon, and just sitting around, and we had a couple other guests to come in, and we were all just sitting around, and we were talking about different ones placed on the couch over there, when that belongs to this one, and this over here belongs to this one. That's their comfortable spot. And then I heard my daughter say, oh, I'm going to get in the chair. Then her husband said, I'm going to get in the chair. Then her brother said, I'm going to get in the chair. Because I got this chair that Pastor Sharon had bought me when I was going through rehab. And it's just amazing how we find these comfortable, you know, places in our home. And some of our guests who've been here before, they remember, yeah, I was so comfortable over there. And got this one sectional in here where you kind of slide down. You can't just sit right straight up. And you just find that place where you just get so comfortable. And you can rest your body there, you know, for a minute, you know. And sometimes you fall asleep there. But there's those places. David talks about, you know, comfort, places of comfort. And it seems like when you find those places, whether they be physical, spiritual, emotional, you know, financial, when you find those places where you can feel comfortable. I know a lot of times when we lose loved ones and they pass on, we pray to God. We pray to the God of comfort. We say, Lord, comfort them and strengthen them. And it's amazing how we have these places of physical comfort, but we got to wait for somebody to die to pray to the Lord to comfort and strengthen them. But the Lord want to be our comforter. When Jesus died and he was leaving, he said, I pray to the Father that he will send you a comforter. Okay. That a counselor and a comforter to give you hope. He wants us to have hope. Even after death, we should have hope. You know, but now is the time we need to comfort ourselves in the things of God, in the promises of God. What did he say? He wants to be our comforter. He sent us a comforter and a counselor, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we need to learn about him so we can be confident when these troubled times come, these evil days show up, these challenges hit us, these fiery darts get released against us, these high things try to come in and exalt themselves. That thief try to come in and kill, steal, and destroy us and destroy the little bit of hope that we have. Sometimes, man, we can find ourselves in that whirlwind. We can find ourselves struggling with the issues of life. And it's hard to be comforted when those times come. But David writes in the Psalms about comfort and hope. Don't lose comfort. Don't lose your hope. You know, but he tells us the one to turn to, because that's who he turned to find comfort. That's who he put his hope and trust in. And when you think about coming to God in faith, well, we're coming because we don't want to lose hope. We're hoping that everything God said and promised is true. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I found that it is. He's so faithful who promised. He ain't a man that he should lie. And if God promised us comfort, then, hey, we're going to be confident. It's just like when he said, if I save you, you're saved. If I heal you, you're healed. Therefore, you are my praise. David found this out, too. He wrote this to us. You know, he encouraged us with this. But he had to find this out for himself. I'm here this morning to encourage you to tell you there are some things you need to find out about God for yourself. Our job is to point you toward it. Our job is to be first partakers of it. So when we talk to you about it, we know what we're talking about. We ain't just shooting off at the mouth. We ain't just saying stuff. No, we're trying to build the same, best, better life that we're trying to encourage you and teach you how to do it. You know, because we want it in our lives just like we want it in yours. And sometimes we don't believe what we're telling you, but we believe it for you before I believe it for myself. And so I want to encourage you with that this morning, that just like David said, God is a God of comfort and a God of hope. We put our trust in him, our confidence in him. Yes, we put our assurance in him, our reliance on him. That's what faith, that's how faith works. And the last part of that is, that's where we put our hope for tomorrow, for that better tomorrow, that better future. Yes. And we're trying right now in the present to live the best life possible, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
For planning to endure to the end so we can see what the end is going to be, so we can get that reward. Yes, we're earning it now so we can enjoy it then.
Come on,
some folk want it now, but they don't want to do nothing. And it's no way you're going to enjoy it then. If you don't put some work in now to discover, to learn about, to, you know, to understand who is our real comforter, you know, who is our real hope for tomorrow, for that better future. So David wrote, he wrote these words right here in the book of Psalms, chapter 62, verses 1 through 8, the King James Bible. But let's pray before we go to the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, your grace, your mercy this morning, we gather together this morning in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just want to be one voice this morning with one focus, one plan, one vision. That is to seek your face, God, to seek you early this morning while you may be found. We thank you that you're already comforting us. You're already giving us hope, God, and we feel that by the Spirit rising up on the inside of us this morning. We feel confident this morning. We feel a Holy Ghost boldness and an assurance and a reliability that comes down from you. We feel confident and strengthened and hopeful this morning that the day is going to be a better day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice to the maximum in it today and be glad in it, God, because we know, God, you made this day, God. We know you've given us everything today, just like before, God, that we may enjoy it, everything that pertains to life and godliness. We thank you this morning, God, for the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you this morning for the peace that transcends all understanding, that garrisons and mounts guard over our hearts and our mind. We thank you this morning, Lord, for all that you've already done, all that you're doing, and all that you promised to do, God. As we look to you this morning, the author, the finisher, and developer of our faith, we look to you this morning with great hope, God. We're confident this morning by that hope, because when you departed from this earth, when you ascended, God, you prayed before you did, you got that last night that the Father would send a comforter, his promise, and send God, hallelujah, a counselor and a comforter, which was the Spirit of truth that came, God. And Father, we receive him this morning. Holy Ghost, we ask you to lead, guide, direct, order our thoughts this morning. Bring everything into agreement with the will, purpose, and plan of God this morning as we open up this word, as we seek your word this morning, seek the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of your word, how we can apply it as David and others, God, minor prophets, major prophets. They said, thus say the Lord, God, you inspired them, you breathed on them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Without the Spirit, God, they were able, God, hallelujah, God, to warn and to advise, to teach and to preach, God, hallelujah, as the Holy Ghost came upon them. But today, God, we have received the comforter. We have received the counselor, Lord God. And so we ask, God, as we yield to him this morning, we ask in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, bring everything back to our remembrance that you have given us, that we may give it to the people. As Paul said, that I have received, I now give to you. And so, Father, we come this morning to declare what thus say the Lord this morning, God, to speak your word in love and in truth without compromise this morning. Yes. So, Holy Ghost, word our mouth this morning, saturate our thoughts this morning, raise up in us a spirit of boldness this morning that we may proclaim by the Spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Not in our own wisdom, not in our own philosophy, not in our own words of wisdom, but by our demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. Speak forth your word today, God. Put it on the wings of the Spirit. Send it to places in the highways, byways, hedgeways, wellways, and waterways. Oh, God, give ears to hear for every soul out there this morning, Lord God. Let your word come down, Lord, like the morning dew, Lord God. Let it saturate, God. Oh, let your word go forth and never return to you, boy, Lord. Let them find find your word. Let every human being out there find your word today, God. Let it rain down like drops of rain, God. Let them find your word, as Jeremiah said, and eat your word, and let that word become joy and rejoicing, Lord God, when people right now are so discomfited, God. Hallelujah, God. Have no hope, God. Oh, send the word this morning, oh God, by the Spirit this morning, and encourage, God. Let that word, Lord God, go forth and never return void. Let it do what you please and take care of the purpose to which you sent it. You sent your word to heal our disease and rescue us from destruction. And as we live in this hopeless generation, God, this untoward generation, where there's so much darkness on the land and so much gross darkness on the people, God, we speak forth your word, and at the entrance of your word, it give it light this morning, your word of hope this morning, your word, oh Lord God, that will bring life, spirit and life, will wake up this morning, Lord God, those who are sleeping this morning, God, wake them up from their rest, God, so they can arise and shine, because the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee, declares the prophet Isaiah. God, thank you this morning. Praise you this morning. Let your word be food for our souls this morning, our bodies this morning, our minds, our hearts, our spirits this morning, that we may be made alive once again by your word, God, because you sent your word. And God, you say your word is to be like a medicine to our flesh and marrow to our bones. Thank you for your word that was written and given to us for our learning, Lord God, that we might know, God, how to please you, God, that we may be instructed, God, that we may be reproved and corrected. Yes. We may have a doctrine, God, foundation that we can build on, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, that's instruction in righteousness, that we as men and women of God may continue to be thoroughly furnished and prepared for every good work that lies ahead of us, God. So as we look to you this morning, oh, God, we look with confident hope and strengthened by your spirit this morning as we go forth this morning. We pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord God, for your will being done in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Holy Ghost, lead, guide, and direct this creative prayer, culture prayer call this morning. We thank you this morning for our guests this morning. We thank you this morning for all on the line. We're praying continuously for those we've been praying for a healing miracle, Lord God. We're just praying this morning, Lord God, that for our government this morning. We're praying for everything going on right now in Jerusalem, God. We thank you for the rescue effort of those who are still, Lord God, those four bodies that they're still searching for, God. We just thank you, God. We have so much to be thankful for, Lord God. We give you the praise for it now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, have your way. Amen. Phenomena you're dealing with. We don't care what kind of struggle, because we too go through these things, but we find comfort in God and in his word. It's like it revives us and comforts us and brings life and hope, restores it if we've lost it, or if we drifted away from it. And hope is so important.
Yes.
Comfort in troubled times is so important. You know, especially when it seems like it's the theme of the day, when someone loses a loved one and you find out about it, you get a text, you get a call. First thing we want to do, man, is please accept our condolences.
That's right.
We pray that the Lord will comfort and strengthen you during this time of loss and grief and sorrow. Well, when you think about so many people right now are dead when it comes down to comfort, is dead when it comes down to hope. They don't know what to do. They toss to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Folks are chasing after stuff, you know. Don't know where to look, don't know where to turn, you know. And they make choices out of haste and waste. And it makes it worse than what it is, you know. And so we want to draw from what David said this morning and encourage you with it this morning out of the book of Psalms, chapter 62, verse 8. But I want to read the first 8 verses. And the reason I'm stopping at verse 8 is because I'm hoping for a new beginning for some person that can't find comfort in what life is dealing to them right now. And they're about to lose hope or have lost hope. So I'm going to speak a new beginning into your life this morning. And I want to use the word of God, because these 8, when you get down to 8, the 8th verse, I like 8. I like biblical numerics, because they speak. God uses numbers and symbols and types and metaphors to communicate a message. And when I read verse 8, it just spoke to me because it starts out by talking about trust. Well, you got to put your trust somewhere. Sometimes we put our trust in our own strength and our own ability, and it just does not reach, you know, the level of return that we would like, you know. And so automatically something ought to register. Maybe you need to try putting your trust in someone else or something else. So verse 8, you know, and I'm going to go through these 8 verses, but I want to go to verse 8 because I want a new beginning to spring forth as you hear the word this morning. I want it to resonate with you, not my word, but his word. I want to put you in remembrance of it. I want to put it out there because we pray, Lord, so shall your word be to go forth out of your mouth. It will not return void until it do what you please and take care of the purpose to which you sent it. We know why God sent his word, because there was a hopeless generation. There was a hopeless people. They had been on this earth but a few days and became full of evil. And that's the same thing today. Because of the first man, Adam's sin, everyone that's born, ever since that happened, are born in, with a sinful nature. But they got to somewhere find out as they grow and mature. Hopefully the parents would train them up in the admonitions of the Lord so that when they get a certain age, they won't depart from it. But we know that ain't the case always. But still, nevertheless, somewhere in life, there comes an acceptable time where they either are going to accept or they're going to reject. That's the plight for every human being born on this planet. You're going to have that appointed time. Yeah. It's appointed. It's also appointed the man wants to die, you know, and then the judgment. So this is why today we got to put our trust and confidence in him. We got to believe on him in order to be saved. You know, there's no other name under the sun. And so look at what David said. He said, trust in him. How often?
At all times.
Who did he tell this to? Ye people. Pour out your what? Heart before him. God is a what? He is a refuge for us. And here we go with this word we always tell you about. Watch out for this word in the scripture. He says, Selah. It means pause right there. You get ready to walk into a new beginning if you put your trust and hope in God. Selah. Don't just rush to verse 9 and the preceding verses. Spend some time meditating, pondering over that right there. That word trust. Put your confidence in it. Rely on him. Depend on him. Put faith in him. You know, take him at his word, you know, of a surety. He's not a man that he should lie. He wants you to be encouraged this morning to know that he is a comforter. He sent us a counselor and a comforter. His Holy Spirit lives in us to bring that hope alive in us, to bring that confidence alive, that boldness alive, that you know that you know that you know.
Right.
And his word is in us because when he saved us, he saved our mouth, he saved our tongue, he saved our mind, he saved our soul, he saved our spirit, he saved every bit of our being.
Everything,
hands, feet, no, everything about us God saved. The whole man, the whole woman. You know?
Every inch.
And he says, I do it because I want you to rely on me, depend on me, be confident in me, be assured of me at all times.
That's right.
David realized it don't take but one little moment for everything to get turned upside down.
Come on now.
You know, and people right now being hit with stuff, that eclipse just messed up people. Just the thought of it shut down everything.
Took a pause for the coffee.
You know, and a lot of people was blessed one day, and the next day they lost everything. These phenomena just happen, natural phenomena, unexpected phenomena. But you know, we have to run to the name of the Lord when
come
these things happen.
On.
The righteous should—that should be the first place. The righteous.
Yes.
To the name of the Lord.
We had
an incident happen to us a few years back. Thank God that we had prepared ahead of time for that incident. We didn't know it was going to happen, but we were ready for it because the first name we called on, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
You know, now think about if we wouldn't have knew that name. Who was we going to call on that could give us comfort, that could give us hope? We were still alive. We recognized we were still alive. And we recognized then all that preparation we had did came down to that phenomenon, that moment, that test right then and there. Bam! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we were safe. And help came. You know, we were confident, not only by the presence of God, we were confident by people that were sent to help us. I mean, it's like they were just right there instantaneously. See, God always got a ram in the bush for his people. What he said? All ye people. God's people always can count on God. He won't fail us. He won't disappoint us. He will pour out, look what he said, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge, you know, for us, Selah. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop. If you take a second, think about all the struggles and problems you've had in the past. Don't dwell on them, just think about it for a minute. Can you answer the question that I used to always, we used to always hear, I know how I got over? If you still alive right now today and you've gone through anything, can you answer your own question of how you got over? How you got over that day to this day? How you got over that obstacle, that mountain, that test, that challenge, that temptation to this day? Because every day now something new is there. Tomorrow's going to be something new than what we're dealing with today. And we don't want to dwell too long on yesterday. We just want to think for a minute and answer the question and move forward. Get back into the now. Faith now. Have faith right now. Whatever I'm going through right now, can I be confident in it? Can I have hope in it? Yes, you can. David tells us, trust in him at all times. Under the situation, over the situation, circumstance, whatever comes, what wind blow your way, what storms come your way, what fire return, then trust in the Lord. All at all times, let his praise continually be in our mouth. We will bless the Lord at all times, he said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is what David said, at all times. And let's go back up to verse 1, and we're going to bring it in a little bit. But I want you to think in terms of, I'm well rested this morning. I'm in my right mind. I'm thinking right. You know, I got activity in my limbs, so I'm good. You know, I got me some rest. I shut down everything. I'm emotionally stable right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm physically rested right now. I'm spiritually right now, hungry and thirsty for some righteousness. I'm being filled right now. So all of that rest is kicking in. My smell is working. My hearing is working. My sight is working. My feelings is working. I'm alive to some things this morning. God has made me alive. I've been revived. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I'm being refreshed right now. I'm being comforted right now. My hope is being built up this morning in the Lord, in what thus say the Lord. So listen to what he says here, verse 1. Think about comfort and hope after you done woke up this morning to the reality that I'm breathing and moving and having my being in my right mind. Not because I'm so good, but because of God's faithfulness.
Come on, brother.
He says, truly, my soul waited upon the God. From him cometh what? My salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. My God. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. That's why we go ahead and voluntarily die daily. We know the adversary, the devil, is out there trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But he got to go through God. He got to go through the standards of God. He got to go through what God raised up. You know what I'm saying? He may form against it, but it ain't going to. That word of God, that it ain't going to prosper over us, you know? Yeah, he's trying to kill us, trying to steal everything and destroy us. But look at what he says, man. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved. He says, and a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. My God, look at what David is saying about God. He said, you're my defense. You're my shield around me. You're my buckler. You my strong tower.
Yes, you are.
You the wall I stand on. You the mountain I look to. You the hope. You my comforter. You my counselor. You my deliverer. You my healer. You my God. I ain't bound to nobody but you. I don't bow my knee to nobody but you. I don't confess anybody but you, especially in the storm, especially when the fiery trial come. I look to you, the author, finish, and develop my faith. I look to you for that door to be open. I look for you for that door to be closed. And when my enemies are pursuing me, I look for you to call the walls of that water to destroy them tens and thousands of chariots that's following me. He goes on to say, you know, David had some recollection about his God. He said, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. That's what the enemy tried to send these hot things to do. Remember Eve? Man, they was in the garden. They had everything. It was perfect. Wasn't no sin in there. Was nothing in there, man, but what God had put in there for them, for their pleasure, for their benefit. And then he gives them some excellent instruction. You can eat of every fruit of every tree out here in this garden, but you cannot eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you do, you're surely going to die. Look how quick they fell from that place of beauty, that place of excellence, that place of everything that they needed. Made one little choice. Look at what it did for them. They were cast down from his excellence. They delight in lies. That's what's going on today. People are delighting in lies. They know their lies. You know, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. A lot of them out there. You know, 2 Corinthians and all kind of stuff. Heart far from God. You know what I'm saying? Just saying stuff. But heart is empty. Ain't got nothing in it but more lies. We seeing it. We seeing it inwardly. Selah. There it is, Paul. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Man, David, thank you so much. For my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. Because he's going to take the lid off in these little light afflictions. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. My God, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We're encouraged this morning. And we have hope this morning. We feel confident this morning, God. By your word this morning, we feel, God, emboldened. We feel encouraged. We feel refreshed and revived and renewed in our minds this morning. God, we feel a refreshing in the inner man this morning. We feel, God, that there's something this morning swelling up in the wells of our salvation this morning. We feel a presence this morning in our souls this morning. We feel, God, that we've been enlightened within our inner parts this morning. We feel like we have some truth this morning in our inner man and some wisdom this morning, God, in our innermost being this morning. Let it spring forth today, God, to encourage not only us, but God, that we may be able to encourage others, God. Put a smile on our face, God, that we may be able, Lord God, to share that joy, to share that light, that when people look upon us on our countenance, God, they won't see us, but they'll see the God in us. They'll hear the God in us, God. They'll hear words, oh Lord God, that encourage, words that uplift, good words that encourage, because we have been first partakers and we're encouraged and we're to go forth, Lord, hallelujah, like the light of the world, God, letting our light so shine that men will see our good works and they too will glorify our Father which is in heaven, because we have been with the Lord. And when we speak a word for God, they'll know, God, that we're speaking with the tongue of the learned, because we have been encouraged this morning that we are to put our trust in you, God, at all times. God, we are your people called by your name, and we humble ourselves this morning, God, as you pour out, Lord God, your spirit upon us as we pour out our hearts before you, God. We receive this morning your word. We receive your counsel, Holy Ghost. We receive your guidance, your direction this morning, because you are our refuge and you are our fortress. And we run to you this morning and we dwell in your secret place, God. You are the Most High God. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We hide under the shadows of the Almighty, and we will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, and in you do we put our trust this morning, our hope and our confidence. God, we do it at all times this morning. So God, let us hide this word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, God. Thank you for comforting us with your word. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for giving us hope this morning as we go forth into this brand new day. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, then, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and end right there this morning. Thank you all for being with us. Hope you got something out of the word. We'll open up our line this morning for comments this morning.